as good as what it used to be. I'm sure they didn't, with real butter, you know. But the poached eggs, yeah, I think was a more delicate, considered more delicate if you're feeling kind of not, quote, not feeling very good.
Mm-hmm. How about cottage cheese? Did you ever make that or call it?
Mother made it, and I never can remember what it was called. She made it, and I remember her hanging it in, you know, in the refrigerator. We called it a refrigerator. It was icebox. And dripping it, you know.
I have some suggestions here. You think it was not cottage cheese. Would it be pot cheese? Or it wouldn't be smear case.
What?
Smear case.
That word.
Or pot cheese.
Well.
Maybe just homemade cheese.
Well, all I know is that it seemed to me that it was made from clabber, but maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
But that she put it in a cloth bag, small one, and dripped it, let it drip in the icebox for a day or two.
That's the item. But I've run out
but
of
I don't know what
she
called
Dutch
it.
Cheese. One of those things. If that should happen to come to you.
I'd be trying to think of it too.
If the butter got very old.
I kind of think it was called cottage cheese. I kind of think she called it cottage cheese. We didn't have it very often. We had clabber all the time.
If butter became too old to eat, it was thought to be called.
I don't know. I know you mean.
Flowery, rancid, spoiled.
I don't know. I don't have that.
And different desserts that you remember?
Boiled custard was one of them.
Right?
Boiled custard, of course, was good when you were sick.
Mm-hmm. Did you use anything over the boiled custard?
Not usually.
Never made a syrup?
No. Sometimes in the wintertime, we had canned huckleberries often, which, you know, a little black blueberries, wild blueberries. And whipped cream with a huckleberry, which is an angel fruit cake, which is really delicious. And boiled custard, sometimes we'd have boiled custard on dry cake. And
you
of course.
Use syrup on anything?
No.
How about cobblers?
Yeah.
Cobbler rather than pie?
Yes, we did. Yes, we'd have fruit cobblers. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm going to think of huckleberry cobblers and peach cobblers more than apple.
While we're thinking of peaches,
peach cobblers.
Do you remember the different kinds of peaches that you'd have, the kind that would break open?
Yes, I don't remember the names of them. There's a clear stone.
Clear stone?
Yeah. That's one. Instead of freestone.
And the one that would cling to the stone would be a...
And it wasn't called a cling. I don't know what it was called.
Did you remember Indian peaches or plum peaches?
No.
One of those.
Alberta, but that's just a kind of a peach. But the
right.
Albertas were the most desirous because they were the big, sweet ones.
And what for sweetening did you use?
Well, we used white sugar. See, that white sugar came along about the same time, I think, as white flour, and that was probably that's. Now we had two kinds of syrup that we used, but we didn't eat the good kind. The sorghum is a lot tastier.